This recording will focus on progressive muscle relaxation. This is a strategy that can help to relax your body and calm your mind. It uses a combination of tightening and releasing muscles, as well as mindful breathing. It's best practiced lying down or sitting comfortably. Take a moment to get comfortable in the chair that you're sitting on, the bed or couch that you're lying on. See if you can take a moment to let your eyes close and start to notice the way your body feels as you're sitting or lying down. Begin by noticing your breath. You don't need to change the way you're breathing. You don't need to breathe more deeply or slowly. I just want you to shift your awareness and your focus to the feeling of your inhale and the feeling of your exhale. See if you can keep your mind focused on the simple act of breathing. With your arms resting either in your lap as you're sitting or to your sides as you're lying down, bring your awareness to the lower part of your body. We're going to start by tightening and releasing muscles in your lower legs. Bring that awareness to your toes, to your feet, to your ankles, your calves, and your shins. Start by flexing your toes toward the roof or ceiling, bringing your toes up and in toward your shins as far as you can without feeling any discomfort or pain. You should be feeling a little bit of tension and tightness, but it shouldn't be unpleasant. And hold that position with your toes up toward the ceiling and in towards your body for 3, 2, 1, relax. And the moment you hear me say that word relax, let those muscles fall away into a complete state of relaxation. Take a moment here and think about how those muscles felt when they were very, very tight and tense versus how they feel now, as they should be relaxed and loose. This time we're going to take your toes and you're going to point them and try to move your toes to the floor or through the floor or towards your bed so that you're getting a lot of tension in your shins. Point and flex down and hold. 3, 2, 1, relax. Once again, take a moment to notice how it feels when those muscles were tight versus how it feels when they're more loose and relaxed. As we continue this progressive muscle relaxation, keep in mind that as you tighten different parts of your body, you should feel tension but not pain. If anything feels uncomfortable or painful, relax those muscles and you can bring your awareness back to your breath. You can always use your inhale and your exhale as an anchor. As we work to move up our body to tighten and release muscle groups, if you get distracted, find your mind wandering, you can always go back to simply observing that inhale and exhale. Moving toward your thighs, this time I want you to tense your thighs as hard as you can. You might pull your knees together a bit, press them against each other to help tighten those thigh muscles, and hold. 3, 2, 1, relax. Notice your breath as you continue to sit or lie and focus on this process of relaxation. Notice how it feels as air moves into your body and then back out again. Now I'll have you tighten your glutes, making your muscles as tight as you can, and hold that tension for 3, 2, 1. Relax. With your arms resting in your lap or at your sides, I want you to make a very, very tight fist. Notice that tension in your hands, maybe in your forearms and wrists, and hold 3, 2, 1. Relax. Going to tighten the forearms. This time make a loose fist and take your wrists and point your hands down toward the bed or the floor. You should feel tension in your wrists and up through your forearms. And hold 3, 2, 1. Relax. This time we'll work on tightening your upper arms, biceps, and a bit of your shoulder. I want you to once again make a loose fist with both hands and take your arms and curl them in toward your body so that your wrists are near your shoulders. Biceps should be curled. You should feel tension in those upper arms and hold. 3, 2, 1. Relax. Going to move to your lower back. For this muscle group, it's very important that you don't overextend or overarch your back. There should be a gentle arch in your lower back. And again, if you feel any strain or pain, either arch your back a bit less or just let your muscles come to rest and follow your breath. I want you to very gently arch your back either away from the chair you're sitting on or up away from the bed or surface that you're lying on. Very gentle, you should feel some stretch but no strain. And hold 3, 2, 1. Relax. Focusing now on the muscles in your upper back, you're going to move your elbows out and back toward that chair that you're sitting on or toward the surface that you're lying on, pulling your shoulder blades together, trying to make them touch. And hold that for 3, 2, 1. Relax. moving your awareness to your shoulders and the lower part of your neck. We'll bring some tension there by raising your shoulders as close to your ears as possible. Lift your shoulders high as if you're trying to get them to touch your earlobes. And hold. 3, 2, 1. Relax. Focusing still on those upper shoulders and neck, I'll have you gently drop your head to the left as though you're trying to have your left ear touch your left shoulder. You should feel some tension on the right side of your neck. And if you want to make that tension a little bit more pronounced, you can drop your right shoulder and hold. 3, 2, 1, relax. And we'll do the same thing, but this time you're going to drop your head to the right. So your right ear is trying to touch your right shoulder. And if you want to make that stretch or that tension a little more pronounced, you can drop your left shoulder and hold. 3, 2, 1, relax. In our last couple of minutes together, we're going to focus on tightening and relaxing muscles in your face. We tend to hold a lot of tension in our faces, tension that tends to go unnoticed. We'll start by creating some tension in the lower half of our face. Do this by opening your mouth gently and letting your jaw hang open and down without using force. So letting gravity do all the work here. Open and let your jaw rest and let gravity pull down and hold that tension for 3, 2, 1, relax. Create some tension toward the back of your jaw. I want you to close your teeth without biting down or grinding your teeth. Your teeth should be gently closed. And using your facial muscles, pull your lips down and back into what might look like a grimace. Using your facial muscles and not your teeth clenching together, pull that face down and back into what would look like a grimace. Your lips might come open. That's okay. That creates some more tension. And hold for 3, 2, 1. Relax. Now I want you to purse your lips together as tightly as you can, as if you're moving to give someone a really, really big kiss, pulling those lips together and in. Purse and hold for 3, 2, 1, relax. moving toward your forehead, I want you to pull your eyebrows together, making an expression that one might make if they were angry. Seeing if you can pull those eyebrows into touching, furrowing as tightly as you can, and hold 3, 2, 1, relax. And lastly, I want you to raise your eyebrows as high as you can on your forehead, as though you're surprised, as high and as tight as you can get those eyebrows raised, and hold that tension. 3, 2, 1, relax. Take these next several moments to notice how your body feels now. You might scan from head to toe and see which parts of your body feel more relaxed, less relaxed. If you notice an area that has some tension, you can go back and tighten and relax that area as you scan your body from head to toe. Give yourself this next 30 to 60 seconds to just sit or lie comfortably, noticing your body and your breath.